This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Last week, a lot of the news in the UK, unfortunately not enough here in Ireland, focused on the review led by leading consultant paediatrician Dr. Hilary Cass, which was looking at the treatment provided, things like puberty blockers by the NHS, and just the impacts of that. And this study actually looked at 9,000 children who received treatment at the Gender Identity Development Services, known as GIDS, at the Tavistock. Now, that since has been closed, but we had an interim report that led to the closing of the Tavistock, and the report last week was the final report. And really the conclusion when you're looking at the data of this independent review is that there is just not enough evidence, as was described in the report, remarkably weak evidence to justify the use of medical interventions that are often irreversible for the treatment of those who experience gender distress. On the line to give us her thoughts on the report, we have psychotherapist and director of GenSpect, Stella O'Malley. Stella, this is, I feel a lot of what was in this report are many things that you have been talking about for quite some time, and your voice, like others who have tried to voice their concerns, have been largely ignored and silenced. Do you think that this report will change that?
Yeah, I do think this report will be a line in the sand. And we weren't only silenced, but I've been vilified and I've been absolutely crucified online. I know it sounds over the top, but the amount of vitriolic abuse I've received for saying something that is really quite careful and cautious, which is that there is no scientific quality evidence to show that it's appropriate to stop the sexual development of adolescents. And that's what puberty blockers do. They block the sexual development of adolescents. And the idea with this is that these children have a gender identity, which is an unfalsifiable, kind of unverifiable sense of something within you that needs medicalization to become the opposite sex or to become some other gender identity, such as non-binary. It's never before been seen in the history of medical science. And if there had been some sort of, like, millions of young people who sought, and older people who sought medical transition, and now they're somehow free to do it because of the recent changes in our attitudes, well, then there'd be a big recalibration. Then we'd hear about all these people coming out later in life, like they did when they came out after being gay became more acceptable. But that hasn't happened. This is all among young people.
Yeah, Stella, one of the things the report showed that was extremely interesting to me and troubling was that the increase, the huge increase in a short space of time, and from hundreds to thousands, but that the vast majority seem to be pre-adolescent young women. Now, you're the psychotherapist here, so you'll be able to explain it better, but it seemed to me it's these pre-adolescent young women at a time that for that you and I can remember, you can feel incredibly vulnerable. Your body is changing. All of a sudden, as your body changes, you become sexually vulnerable, which is probably even more to some young girls frightening in this world of kind of social media and sexualized culture and all of that. That now girls that were experiencing that are being told, okay, let's put a pause on puberty.
Yeah, and to be strictly correct, it's adolescent teenagers. Never before have female adolescents sought medical transition, and suddenly they are. And you're right, because in other generations, for example, we saw anorexia in adolescent females. We saw bulimia. We saw self-harming in adolescent females. And it always started among adolescent females, and then it went into the wider community. And there was an element of social contagion at play. And social contagion doesn't mean that it's a weaker form of distress. It's an incredibly powerful form of distress. Suicide is very well known to be impacted by social contagion, so we have to be very careful about it. And there seems to be a social contagion involved around gender issues. And the extraordinary radical interventions that they're proposing and have been doing to Irish children for about 10 years now is to stop their sexual development, maintain them in a state of kind of limbo for the year throughout adolescence while all the other kids are actually starting to have crushes and fall in love and, you know, get into kind of that side of life. And then at 18, the idea is begin a chemical synthetic puberty of the opposite sex and then transition to the opposite sex. It's like something out of a sci-fi movie. It's incredibly damaging, and an awful lot of the early children who were first transitioned are now saying they've come to regret it, and they are devastated by the medical havoc that has been wreaked on their body.
What were the kind of key findings in the report that struck you the most, Ella?
The strongest one was there is no evidence to support these radical medical interventions. Also that social contagion is a factor, that social transition, it seems to solidify a person's identity, and we don't know that it actually makes them feel better or feel worse in the long run.
Because that's the kind of argument put forward for those who would be kind of advocating these types of these interventions and puberty blockers and that as well. It impacts mental health in a positive way. Is there actually evidence to support that?
No, there is no evidence to support that. And not only that, the myth of suicide, which has been used as and weaponized for some years now, that these children will die by suicide if they are not given these extraordinary radical interventions, that has been exploded within the CAS review. It shows that these are children who are much more likely to have other challenges such as autism, anorexia, ADHD, OCD. And they are aligned with people. The suicide risk is aligned with people with these, young people with these conditions. They're not elevated in any way. They're aligned with other mental health issues. So the suicide risk was massively misused as a reason to stop young people's sexual development. And it was inappropriate. And the CAS review is very clear about that.
And one of the things that I guess as I'm listening to just explain it all, Ella, is how for so long were these often irreversible, like we're talking about double mastectomies, like Kira Bell was 16, wasn't she, when she had those interventions and many others, but doctors were going along with it. Now I know there was whistleblowers along the way that were largely ignored and silenced and all of that sort of stuff, but how is it that kind of a group of medics that they're trained to first do no harm and also operate in a kind of evidence-based space continue to do so without the evidence to support such radical intervention?
Well, this is where it gets very interesting. You know, my film came out in 2018, and the premise of the film, Trans Kids, It's Time to Talk, was a Channel 4 film, was why is there a 5,000% rise among teenage girls seeking medical transition? And could any of them be like me and grow out of it when they're older and become comfortable in their own skin? And for that, I was vilified and told I was transphobic. So the doctors who didn't want to go along with it were told that they were transphobic. And an ideological takeover happened in these clinics. And that's why I've become so involved. And that's why I formed the organization GenSpec, to promote a healthy approach to sex and gender. Because this ideology has swept through schools, through kind of colleges, through all sorts of clinics and hospitals, and Irish hospitals and Irish schools I'm talking about, without any critical rigour, without people saying, hang on a second, this seems unusual. This has never arisen. Like, you know, you talk to teachers and they'd say, I didn't see this for 35 years and suddenly it's everywhere. Like, it didn't make intuitive sense on any level. And if this was stopping suicide, well, then there would have been a huge drop in suicides when we started to medicalise these children's identities. But there was no corresponding stop. in block or drop in suicides. This is a huge unfolding medical scandal. It's been out, basically exposed by Dr. Hilary Kass, an independent paediatrician, who has spent 4 years compiling this comprehensive report. And Ireland is lagging behind, frankly just paralysed, not knowing what to do and what next. Thankfully, the adult gender services are taking responsibility, but the children's services in Crumlin have a lot of blame on their hands because they come out very, very badly in this situation.
And one of the things I think that is quite disturbing, and you probably feel strongly about this as well, Stella, just from your professional perspective, is that the report details, and again, it's something we've talked about before, the number of children and young people presenting that had a lot of other issues, you know, things like autism or other areas of mental distress, that rather than those being addressed holistically, as they would be in any other area of medical care, the kind of silver bullet offered was kind of medical transitioning.
Yeah, these kids generally had very, very high proportion of them had autism and do still have autism, also OCD, ADHD, anorexia. But it has to be noted that a very high proportion, like up to 89% in the CAS report, were actually gay or lesbian or bisexual. And so those children had not yet come to terms with their sexual orientation. And rather than coming out as a lesbian, they decided, oh no, I'm really a boy, and I'm just a straight, ordinary boy, because they didn't want to be lesbian. They didn't want to be framed as a lesbian, because a lesbian is a character in a porn movie to these children who are exposed to porn way too early these days. This whole gender issue has raised a kind of, shone a light on all sorts of issues, such as shoddy academia, ideological doctors, you know, the porn industry impacting children's issues, homophobia all over the place, and a kind of a diagnosis creep where no sooner do you get into the doctor's office and diagnoses are being thrown around.
So what do you think what will happen here? I mean, I wasn't surprised but disappointed that there really didn't seem to be a lot of, you know, headlines or space given to this report here. So do you think we're lagging behind? It did seem to be a turning point in the UK just in terms of front pages and a kind of focus on the issue and on the report. Are we going to see that turning point here in Ireland, Stella?
You see, it is a turning point. It's a turning point in the UK and it is a turning point in Ireland because, you know, GIDS at the top of stock were administering to Ireland for about 10 years. So it is a turning point. But what has happened in Ireland is everybody's gone silent. They're paralysed and they're silent and they're frightened. They don't know which way to turn. They've been told by trans lobby groups that this is transphobic. And they're used to kind of yielding to the trans lobby groups when the actual independent reviewers have said, no, this is a medical scandal and this needs to be stopped. And so now we have, you know, Simon Harris's Taoiseach, and he's been incredibly pro-trans affirmative. So it'll be very interesting to see what way he's going to go now, because he has locked himself into a corner now, and he has the trans lobby groups absolutely demanding that he medically transition any child who wants to. This is a child-led movement, so if the child wants the medical transition, the child will get it, because they are led by the child. And so we're in very, very dubious water right now in Ireland.
Well, Stella, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Psychotherapist Stella O'Malley giving us her thoughts on the CAS report. You can go to, if you just look, Google CAS report, you can read the whole report, and on the homepage there's the kind of key findings and lots of good reporting, I have to say, for once. It's certainly in the UK papers last week, which gave a good synopsis of it.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.